This is Tuesday, and Brother Freedom and I, we just got through listening to a message back a number of months ago, but it blessed us so much. These messages never get old because they're inspired by the Holy Ghost, and He seems to improve on them as time goes on. This message today, we don't know what God's going to give, but He's going to do it right because God doesn't make any mistakes. And that's why we love the Holy Ghost, because He does these things. Father, thank You for blessing Brother Freedom and the listeners today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Father, we just ask You today to take charge of this service. I pray out there for the hearts of every person that hears this word, that You'll speak special to each one in a special way. Touch them, the very crown of their head, the very sole of their feet, that they might be alive, moved upon by the mighty Spirit. I claim it from this day forth, they'll never be the same. I pray they'll have a new start, a new will, a new direction, a new calling. Help them. Support them as only You can. In Jesus' name, amen. I was found something this morning that really touched me. It says, the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him, in those that hope in His mercy. See, you have to walk humbly. Yes, show thee, O man, what is good, what does the Lord require of thee, to do justly and love mercy and walk humbly with our God. That's humbly, not a show-off, not a knowing everything. But the Lord taketh pleasure in them. I fear the Lord. I truly fear Him. In those, and my hope is in His mercy. See, I'm one that believes that as much as God's done for me, Apostle Paul said, he says, after I've done this, I become a castaway. And I believe the same thing. I believe that I've got to work harder than the people that if I had never known. And I've got to endure as a good soldier. I've got to walk in His strength, His power, in His anointing. Not mine, but His. And the only way that I can fulfill that is being obedient to His will, His Spirit, to His calling. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. But just think about it. God taketh pleasure. We know what we think is pleasure. When our heart's light and everything's no problem, that's pleasure. But the Lord has pleasure too. See, He made this world for us. I truly believe it's all been made for. The bottom line is for us. And He's looking that day, expectations, we're going to be where He wants us to be so much. And He's going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the rest. Over in James, the 5th chapter, the 7th verse. Be patient, therefore, brethren, and the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth, that's God, waiteth for the precious fruit. The precious fruit. He waited for the precious fruit of the earth. Can you imagine that? God is actually waiting for you and me to mature to where He can pick us. He's got to work out some blemishes. May have to spray us with DDT or whatever it takes to get us right. It says, and long patience for it. Long patience, that's God. He's actually looking for that day, as that is the bottom line why He made the earth. Because He longs for that day, the child of God will make himself ready for His coming. So I think what it says here in the Word of God, we don't take it lightly. We don't just say, well, you know, I'm okay. You're going to make sure you're okay. You work out your salvation with fear and heavy tremulousness. That means you put your whole being into what you're doing. It's not a light occasion. It's not something you just say, well, I'll just do it. No, you're putting your whole being, your whole motion in the things of God that makes God happy in you. Because you want God to take that pleasure in you. In Colossians it says, we might walk worthy in the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the things of God. Strength of all might, glorious power, and long suffering with joyfulness. We're going to serve Him with joyfulness. Come before His presence singing, we're to be joyful in what we do for the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of life. This morning when I was in a gym where I have to go every day to keep myself in a place where I can even minister, see, I have to confess, years ago, I could just do it. But now I can't do it. Then I can keep my mind stayed in the Lord and never falter. I mean, it would stay there. And I mean, I could keep my mind. I knew how it made is to pray through because I keep my mind on the Lord and I pray through. But now I have troubles keep my mind on anything very long. Unless the Spirit of God is there on it. I have troubles. Since I had this stroke, I really have to work out my salvation with fear and heavy trembling in it. I'm sure that God had a reason. When I preached that sermon about Gideon, I said, that's me. I had too many soldiers in my company. But I think the main reason is God brought me down to level of people. I had prayed long enough, but I'm just saying, I'm judging myself. I wasn't really where God could use me. Because I had seen God do so many wonderful things that I was too overpowering over people. See, it's just like taking a D9 or a D10 or a D11 in a grape vineyard to work. You just tear that grape vineyard totally up. But you take a little D2 down there, it does pretty good. That's what my grape vineyard, Kokamash, that's what we do. Many times we get so powerful, we lose the spirit. We mean the keenness. Now there, and when it talks about God's pleasure, I would have probably not looked over that like I do now. The Lord taketh pleasure. I was just this morning, I just wanted to say, Lord, I praise you. I bless you because you're so wonderful. I bless you because you're my salvation. I bless you because you are the center of my life. I bless you because you're real. But Lord, I bless you also for my body. I bless you for having a sound mind. I bless you because I've consecrated my life to you this day. I bless you because your loving kindness is more precious than silver and gold. I bless you because I don't have headaches. I bless you because my heart is fixed upon you. But also bless you for my everyday, you, my provider. I thank you for where I sleep. I thank you for having a warm bed at night. I thank you for still providing for me food. I thank you for every good and perfect gift that you give to me. I thank you for the rain that came. I thank you for all the wonderful glories. And Lord, I just love you. And I praise you. I pray, that you'll take pleasure in my offering today. Because my offering is, Lord, I love you. I thank you that you're real. That you're satisfying. Without you, there is no hope. I'm looking for that hope. It knows that hope is in your mercy. And Father God, I pray that my life will be such, I don't take it for granted. I take it because I want to do thy will. And Father, what you showed me, I feel sorry for these Christians that think they've got it made when they haven't got it made. When they're They're assuming something that they haven't got to that milepost yet. They have not fulfilled their life to the expectancy that you wish to put on it, that we might be a vessel of praise. Many of us, we don't praise you with our lives. We don't live an overcoming life. We're living way below what you've called us. And I believe that calling is for every one of us. You want us to be examples in the street. You want us to be examples in the street corner. You want us to be examples where we work. You want us to be examples in our church. You want us to be examples everywhere we go, because we're epistles read of all men. We want to lift our heads higher in you. We want to humbly walk before you in lowly caution, but in our inner man, we want to walk. I will lift my eyes to the hills whence comes my help, for my help comes from the Lord. And I hope, Father, this you'll take pleasure in this offering that I give you this day. I thank you that I don't have a toothache. I thank you that my ears don't hurt this day. I thank you for my eyes. I thank you for my limbs, my arms, my feet, my whole being, because it's all in your, and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for all you do, for every good and perfect gift that comes down from you, whom the Father above is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, casting all your cares upon you, for I care for you. Father, we need to be thankful every day of our lives, that we want to thank you for your glorious wonder of this home here, with all the things that's here. It's under your power. It's because you made it available. You've made these things come to pass. And we thank you this day. We praise you today. Holy God, we love you. We're bless you this day. We want to make this a blessing for you today. We want this service to be a blessing. We don't want this service to be just a mediocre service, but we want to bless you with our countenance, that our hearts is right here. All you people throughout the world today, be with us right now. Open your heart up to God, that you'll be a blessing to God, that your life will be a blessing to God, that everything you do, you're thankful. If you're living in a shack, you're thankful, because one day, fairly soon, you're going to be out of this shack, and you're going to be in eternal glory, and you're going to be rewarded a millionfold, a trillionfold, a billion, million, trillion, trillion, beyond imagination. You're going to be forever. And the hardships you're going through now, wherever you are, you're going to be out of this hardship very shortly, and you're going to be into a heavenly role that's going so magnificent, so brilliant, so wonderful, and it's exhausting and a thing in this world, and there are going to be former things that passed away. Behold, all things become new, and you're going to be a new creature. And even more than you are now, you need to hang on and be thankful to God, because He's God. If you live in the lowest estate, you're just still thankful, because God's going to take you out of this and birth you a heavenly kingdom. It'll last for millenniums. It'll last through the decades of time. And that'll be just the beginning of eternity. And you'll live on forever. As you can't even imagine what God has for you this day. God takes pleasure in this day, because you're in His child. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need to take this, that you're a vessel that God wants to give you eternal life. He takes great pleasure. He longs for that day. He longs for that day that you'll be made perfect in His righteousness, that you walk as an overcomer and be a blessed child, a vessel for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I just pray that you'll bless this service in a mighty way. Help your people. But I want to thank God for all you've done. I thank you, Lord, for helping me day by day. When I can't hardly walk, you help me to where I can walk. I know what it is to be crippled now, but my spirit is not crippled. I want to say thank you, Holy God. And I want to be a holy vessel of praise this day. I pray that my life will shine for you. Thy glory will be, you will be a witness shining in this world. It will be shine for Jesus. God bless you all. I pray that God be thankful what the Lord God has done for you. All the times He's healed you, all the times He's protected you, all the times He's guided you, He's directed you. It's been His mighty love that He loves you so much.
He's concerned about you. He wants you to be an overcomer. He doesn't want to have to send you the wrong place. He wants to give you a guarantee that you're going to make heaven your home. And I feel sorry for these modernistic people that say that all's going to be well, because I don't know. It doesn't say that in the Word of God. The Word of God says we must be overcomers. We must seek God. The Bible says, in the short of the day, the very elect will not be saved. So there's some perilous times are here. So we need to seek God. We need to strive, be a witness. We need to walk holy this day, because we know we're in perilous times. Our nation is facing great difficulties. But your strength's in the Lord. Your strength's not in man. Your strength's in the Lord, and He will guide you. The world will fall apart, and this nation will fall apart. But remember, God's got His hand upon you, and God's not short that He can't touch you, that He can't go before you. He can bless you. He can make you have prosper when you won't be able to prosper without His mighty hand. God bless you. I pray that God will bless you in a mighty way. We lift up this name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. God bless.
But closing prayer.
Lord, we thank You for this message. We just praise You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.